last we left our intrepid adventurers, you were all on fire? No?
Yeah, pretty much.
Not yet.
I did type in the podcast what my plan is, just in case my meds start to kick in and I go whoopee.
That is fantastic. I'm looking forward to that. I read your plan and I approve. So you've started the cycle on the life support tube, and Finley's out in the main lobby area of the medical wing. Who's still in the room?
Y'all called me in there to hack into the thing, so I know I'm in there.
Okay. I think we're all in there.
All in the room except for Finley.
Yeah, I'm out in the hallway, like talking to my dad.
Yeah, because the feet were coming down.
Yep. And he was both horrified and enraged, and if memory served, screamed, "What have you done?"
That sounds about right.
That sounds about right. For Finley's dad. So
I think he actually said, "Thank you so much, you guys. You were all free to go. Thank you." And we all left and lived happily ever after.
I really admire your optimism.
Yeah, well, you know, a girl can dream.
So, what are you doing? What are you doing, Finn?
Well, if he's just, so he just made that one comment towards me, and...
Yeah, we're going to pick up right there where we left off. Let's do that.
Okay. I haven't done anything yet, Dad. Hold on 1 second. I want to tell him to don't make another move. Let's talk this out real quick.
He looks up at the blue flashing lights and looks down and goes, "Don't lie to me, child."
I'm not lying to you.
And he starts walking towards you.
Terrifying.
His feet touch the ground, and with a
take another step, and we unplug her.
Ooh.
And I hold my hand up like I'm about to shoot a quantum bolt in there.
I do not advise that course of action, you petulant child. Jesus, you could not listen to your parents. You don't listen to anyone. And now look where you've gotten us. And he starts coming towards you again.
Well, maybe if you were a better father, I'd be a better son.
Roll issue.
Shit.
Damn.
Daddy, no!
Daddy, yeah. Oh,
shit.
Damn. Oh. God damn.
Well, Dad goes yikes. First.
Yeah, Big Dad definitely goes first. Okay.
Well, guys, it was nice knowing you.
So, Dad hauls back and comes forward with a punch. And, again. Oh, damn! 8 successes!
Finley, no!
This really is going to hurt you more than it hurts him.
I'm sorry.
This is going to be like Hereditary when the little girl's head comes off.
Oh, my sweet summer child. All right. So that definitely beats your dodge, which is a 2. So, that's kind of...
Gonna miss you, Finn.
Yeah.
You had a good run.
I have a bashing soak of 4, if that makes any help.
Probably not.
I mean,
bashing.
That's good. That's good. It's good. It's good that you have a bash. So we're gonna roll that damage.
What does luck do for me?
It gives you an extra dice. On something. I'll let it give you an extra bashing.
I was going
an extra soak, yeah.
Can I do that?
I think you're going to need it.
Oh, no.
Ooh, all right. So, let's see. That's going to be So sorry. So sorry.
We all knew how this was going to end.
Yeah, we knew how this was going to end. Okay, it's not as bad as it could have been. How much soak do you have?
I have 4 bashing and 2 lethal.
Okay, and how much luck do you have?
2.
Let's see if luck is once per scene. If it's not, I don't think it is, but we're going to check. Yeah, it is once per scene. So I'll let you use your luck for soak if you want to.
Yep. That's gonna give you
2 soak, 2 bonus soaks. You're gonna have 6. So you're gonna take 4 levels of bashing post soak, after the soak. And you are going to fly back into the wall behind you.
Okay.
Daddy dearest, sick of your shit. Yeah. So you are.
I'm pretty sure if that had hit Sage, she would be dead. So.
It would be very bad. It would be not good.
You've been a red mist.
What are. Let's see. So you're going to be. So you're wounded. You're -1 to your rolls right now. You're fine. Right? Right?
I'm -1 to all my rolls?
Yep. Somebody finally got hurt. -1 dice to all your rolls. But you have healing. You can heal yourself.
Right? Okay.
Right?
Yes, I have my healing. I have a dot of healing.
So there's a Finley-sized imprint in the wall now.
Fucking ow.
Yeah. Everyone else hears Finn say something, scream something at his dad, and his dad call him a petulant child, and then a thunderous crack and an impact.
Oh, shit.
Shit, this was just every day with my old man.
I find it difficult to believe your dad called you a petulant child.
Well, it sounds better in Italian.
Fair enough.
Pong fong biche bastardo.
Oh, that's great.
Hey, if you're gonna do something, I'd do it quick.
Yeah, I'll just dust myself off briefly. And yep. I'm just going to I can't even see the room anymore, right?
The room is to your right. Like he punched you kind of down the hallway and into the wall. If you turn right, you can see where the door should be. But it's several feet from you. So
all right,
you can't see into the room.
I'm going to do a full-blown lethal quantum blast.
Fantastic.
To him. Fantastic. And I'm going to spend a willpower.
Fantastic.
To hit my father and potentially piss him off even more.
Fantastic.
Okay, so quantum times 3.
Yep.
Plus quantum bolt times 2.
You're going to be -1.
So 12.
Somebody's actually finally wounded. In
16 game. -1 is 15, plus 3 for my willpower, so that's 18.
You're gonna miss. You're gonna hit him. It's not gonna do anything. I'm gonna laugh. Really looking forward to this. You're gonna roll all ones. You're gonna botch this and explode.
6 successes.
I was close. Alrighty. You do hit him. It flares for a second. This is lethal, right?
Yes.
Okay, all right. The blinding light washes over the room, and he staggers back, but seems otherwise mostly unfazed. He's a little banged up, but that's about it.
Okay.
Uh-uh.
Alrighty then.
So, yeah, he was walking toward the room, and now you have his attention again.
Guys, hurry the fuck up!
Is the thing opening at all?
Oh, yeah, it's cycling. It's coming open. It is in the process.
Can I reach my hand in?
Sure.
Okay.
That pause was no reason. I was just catching up on the memes.
Oh.
No reason. Go ahead.
Oh, yep. I reach my hand in and touch mom.
All right. What's everyone else doing while he gets a cop's feel or something?
I will position myself between Dad and Hank.
Okay.
If Dad looks like he's running in this direction, or if his back is to me, we'll target him with a hyper slam. Otherwise, I'll hold my action.
Okay.
I am also reaching into Mom.
Do you want to rephrase that?
That's not.
That's got to make it weird, Bo.
Not right. Different. It's different.
reaching into the thing that is holding the Mom. You know, the thing's opening.
Yeah. All right. Brooke.
Sage is hiding behind Benny, but if I have a line of sight to Daddy Dearest, I'll electrocute him a little bit.
So you can see him through the doorway. So if you want to shock him, you can.
Yeah, I will. I don't remember what that roll is. One sec. Elemental anima plus quantum times two. It's elemental anima times two plus quantum times two, I think.
Yep, pretty sure that's right.
Okay.
I thought you said elemental enema. I'm like, this is going to be even worse.
It's
going to be a wild, wild night, folks. Wild night. We are off the rails.
I need to turn you up in my headset.
What, me?
No, I said I need to turn her up in my headset.
Eight successes?
I'm a loud motherfucker.
And it's lethal. So that's pretty impressive for me.
All right. He's going to be hurt. He is more hurt.
But I'm ducking back behind Benny.
And you see it like jolt through his system and singe his clothes. His nice suit is now, you know, a little bit on fire. And he actually looks taken aback. Okay.
They just done that. And she's like, all right.
Benny, what are you doing? Yeah.
I'm trying to remember what we were doing last time. Are we doing something that requires time, or are we just trying to get out of here?
The plan was for Sage to get information regarding the evil doings of Finn's father.
Right.
And somewhere along the line, that morphed into try and either blackmail Finn's dad using his wife or try and rescue Finn's mom. It depends on who you're talking to in the group.
Okay. Having heard what's going on outside in the room, Benny's just going to stand in the doorway.
All right.
So if he wants to come in, he'll have to knock.
All right. Fantastic. Knock on Benny. Okay, so let's see. We're gonna start before we get into initiative. We're gonna start with Hank and Al. Both reach through the opening hatch of the medical tube to touch Finley's mom. What are you each trying to do?
So we kind of know what Hank's gonna do. I mean, just from what he posted on Discord earlier, but I think Alicious is—he's going to like see if he, with his like quantum vampire, can feel like any destructive, like superpowered forces. Like, he doesn't know if this will work. He doesn't even know what she might be capable of if she has any sort of powers. But he's just gonna try to reach in. And if there's something destructive, try to pull it out.
All right. Is Hank going to try and do?
I am going to hold my action if I see him reaching in, because I don't know if what I'm going to try to do will interfere with him. So I'm going to wait, but I'm going to keep my hand close, ready to touch her so that I can attempt to heal her.
Okay. Al, roll me a willpower check. Just your willpower. Straight up dice. Number of dice. Roll them.
This is not going to go well. I suppose I can't spend a willpower on my willpower check.
Nope.
Yeah,
no, not this. Not. You could. You'd just be, you know, down a dice, I guess. No, you can't. Just roll it. Roll it flat.
Holy fuck.
You got three successes. Shit.
It's amazing.
Nice.
On my three dice.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good. So you touch her, and with your I spent a point of quantum, by the way, for having your power on, like, standby mode, is what we'll call it. And as soon as you do, a couple of things happen. One, you sense a revulsion, as if, like, just... Like your hand is covered in oil and grime and just absolute filth. Take a point of temporary taint.
Hey, buddy, that puts me in the danger zone.
Shit.
Wait, what?
How much temporary taint do you have?
Shut up.
It's temporary taint. It's not actual taint. Just temporary taint.
That does turn to real taint.
Eventually. So, no, you're not in the danger zone. You just got to pay a temporary taint. It's a square box. You're fine. Roll me a... Let's see. One, two... Roll me a die. Just roll a 1D. One dice. Roll a dice. Roll a 1. Roll a 1D. Make me a roll. Single
roll. Roll a 1?
A 2. Okay. So that's hilarious. Your body suddenly burns and you suddenly burst into flame.
Okay. My body adjusts to that very quickly.
Let's see.
With the descriptions out of the book, with my resiliency and adaptability, I would probably just become like a lava monster.
Let's see. Yeah. Your body bursts what looks like flame. It's a glowing, except it's blue. It is glowing. It is just rippling off your skin.
So right now he looks like the
Let's make this roll. What is your quantum?
My quantum is 3.
Okay. All right. The case starts to crack, and melt around where you reached into it. The floor starts to char. You are instantly taken aback by this. This is what you see, Hank. What's Hank doing?
I shoot mommy in the head.
Oh!
Oh my god!
Really?
Yes.
Fantastic. Roll those dice.
What do I need to roll to shoot her in the head?
My god.
Roll dex plus firearms. It's got dramatic real quick.
What the fuck?
So you got a success. She's prone. So, what kind of gun is this?
It's just a Glock 9mm.
Okay, so you're going to roll 4 dice, 4d10 for damage. All right, so you got 2 successes. It does pierce the casing, like the glass casing, which is not bulletproof, because why would you make medical stuff bulletproof? Then promptly... stops a few millimeters from her actual head and drops to the ground, at which point her eyes instantly come open.
Uh-huh.
Benny, I don't think you see this, but you do hear a gunshot, and you do see, like, a fire. What do you do?
Not expecting either of those things.
Yeah.
I'll look back behind me. The fuck is going on?
You see Al aflame, and you see Hank with a gun pointed at Finn's mom, and her eyes are open. And there's a hole, like, in the case. It's obviously he was trying to shoot her.
Jesus, this guy. Does it set off the fire suppression?
No. It's not.
Fire's supposed to be magic fire here.
Does he now look in the color blue flames like the figure that slammed into the space station?
Kinda. Sage, what are you doing?
If I see her start to open her eyes, I'm just gonna go shit, and then try and close the case again, even though it's already kind of busted.
They it's not a start to, like, they just, like, come open. Like, like heard a loud noise come open.
Click.
Brad, you hear a gunshot and you see a glow coming out of the room.
God damn it, Hank, what have you done now?
You also roll me a perception plus awareness check.
But why?
You and Finn. You and Finn.
That's a good point.
We're all gonna die.
You're not. Well, might.
Then he might not die, but he sure is all gonna be out of a job.
I've done it before.
I am oblivious. But I didn't botch.
You were distracted by the firearm and the glow. Finley, what about you? Roll awareness plus perception.
Okay.
I hope you make this. I really do.
One success. All right.
You're gonna make what you hear the fire, you hear the shot, and you see the glow.
What does my dad do?
Exactly. Your dad's face
goes, oh shit, and he starts running.
He goes from anger to like something you have never seen before. This is the man you grew up with. He is like always been the stern. He is terrified and horrified at the same time.
Oh no.
And he is starts running for the door.
Oh, shit!
Guys, I think it's time to go!
That's the third thing you've never seen. You've never seen your father, like hurry anywhere before. Other people hurry for him. He does not hurry for peasants.
Okay, hopefully she'll be tied up with Hank and Al for a minute. So.
If I see her eyes open, I'm
just
going to
get me out of here!
I'll
lean into Hank and say, so, you want a quick ride to Philadelphia?
Yes.
I'm gonna go into the room and try to talk to my mom.
Okay. Hold on. Here, you're down the hallway. You and Brad are still. So a lot of things happen at once. Those of you in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Finn's mom. She sits straight up. She sits straight up and she comes through the glass.
Hi,
of the cave.
In what way does she come? Like phases through it, or bursts through it, or
bursts
through it?
Like burst through it. She looks. It's not really angry. It's not really.
It's disappointed.
It is. Aww. Oh, you beat me to it. No, it is. It is just this incomprehensible rage on her face.
I toss the gun to Sage.
Your husband is trying to kill your son right now.
I toss the gun to Sage and say she did it.
So
Sage is just
going
to shoot you.
Yeah, pretty much.
Who's to say? The first thing she's going to do is she reaches up to Al and grabs his arm.
Oh no. Shit.
Okay, nothing happens.
Very nice to meet you. I'm so sorry it's like this. I thought we met before. It's really all a big confusing mess. Your husband made a clone of you. It was all very nice and pleasant, but he's kind of destroying the world.
That is exactly what I imagined would happen. Almost word for word. She's got your arm and she's staring at you. Just for sake of keeping track of who is doing what when, everybody roll me initiative.
Everybody roll initiative.
14.
3.
Yikes.
12.
8. I rolled 12,
I think.
Okay.
What do you add to your initiative?
Initiative modifier.
Initiative is it's dex plus wits
okay,
plus
yeah.
Your yeah.
I got a 9.
Okay. 12, alright. Hank got a 9. What did Sage get?
8.
Okay. What did Benny get?
12.
Really? Wow, fantastic.
Yes.
Good roll.
I'll be way ahead of all of you going out of the door.
And let's see. Al, what'd you get?
12.
Other than damp pants. wait, what'd you get?
12.
Well, okay, a lot of 12s. Did you wear your brown pants today?
I did. I don't think it matters if I'm on fire. My pants don't have resiliency, so I'm just hanging out now.
Okay, so we'll do Finn Sr. for action.
He has gotten the fuck out of Dodge.
And just to keep track of her. Oh. All right, fantastic. That's not the worst thing that could happen. All right. So Finnear Sr. bolts from the door. He does not quite reach it. Finn Jr., what are you doing?
I'm going to go in there and try to talk to my mom.
Okay, so you start heading for the doorway. You get your head around the corner, and you see Hank holding a gun, Al on fire, your mother sitting up in her like containment unit with the glass shattered all around her, Sage trying to close the containment unit, and Benny just standing in the doorway like, what the fuck is happening? Brad, what are you doing?
All right, just to clarify, I thought I was in the room next to Hank. Was I outside?
You said you were moving in between Finn and I thought you were moving between Finn and his dad to protect
Hank. No, I was protecting
Hank.
Hank, okay, you know you're in the room then. Yeah. You see the same
thing. Yeah, Finn.
Oh, Finn.
So is she gonna blow?
Yep.
I scoop up Hank, toss him over his shoulder to farm his carry, and race out.
Okay.
Let me know when I have been 10 blocks away.
Okay. All right. Benny.
Benny is going to, he doesn't know what's going on, but it doesn't look good. So he's going to run in, scoop up Sage, and then head back out of the room.
Appreciate you, big man.
Okay.
Sorry, though.
I'm gonna drape her over my back so that I have an extra level of protection.
I'm not much protection.
She's really not. She's kind of fragile.
Yeah, but he really likes that shirt.
Yeah, that's fair. You got it from the.
I don't think
Chinese...
I have any clothes left.
Everybody's naked at this point. Oh, nice. Yeah. Okay. Al, what you doing?
I'm staring at Finn's mom just being like, what happens now? Like, I just told her that her husband was trying to kill her son and that he might be doing worse things. And
roll me a perception plus awareness.
Finn's mom isn't home right now.
Yeah. I'm definitely blowing a willpower in this.
Okay. That's
just because I feel like this is the final scene. I'm rolling everything.
Okay, Finn's mom is not home, right?
Sweet.
Lights are on. Nobody's home.
Okay, if I see that nobody's home, I'm going to look at Finley and be like, I don't know what is in this body, but I don't think it's your mother anymore.
It's the Dark Phoenix.
Oh, shit.
don't do that to me. You instantly have a heart attack and die.
Wait, but which one?
I hate that movie. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Which one?
All right.
I was making an X-Men reference, but okay.
I know you were. I know you were.
Which one of Jean Grey are we talking about here? Are we talking about...
Oh, Nadie's cartoon.
Why choose? They both suck, just in different ways.
They did. It's true. Fair. All right. So, Hank, you're being borne away by your significant other, your lover, your husband, into the wilderness. Sage, you're also being borne away by Benny here.
Yeah.
So
the door to her room was just a normal door, right? It didn't have a lock or anything on it?
It definitely had a lock, but it was a mechanical lock.
It was broken?
Yeah, y'all broke that door trying to get in.
So just kind of as like Benny's running, I would like to like try and touch the wall so I can get a feel of the building to see if I can mentally cyberkinesis see what their emergency plan is in this situation, which I don't think is good since Finley Sr.'s running away. But
oh, Finley's not running away. He's running.
Running away is an emergency plan.
Not running away is an emergency plan. But Finley Sr.'s
not running away.
He's running toward the door. He's running
toward the door. I think their emergency procedure was the
No, no, he was running. He was running into the room. No, no, he's running into the room.
Oh, I thought he was running away.
Yeah.
He's running into the room. Do you want to revise your courses of action?
No, I still want to get Sage out of that room.
That's fair. Yeah. All right, Sage.
I don't want to be in the room, but I do want to try and see what emergency plan they have.
So roll your
I'll just take Sage back to the computer room.
There you go. Roll your cyberkinesis quantum.
Okay.
It'll take you a couple of rounds to get there because you're not super fast. Ironically, Sage is better at running away than you are.
Well, she can carry me.
Yeah, but he's blocking me.
Yeah, that's fair.
So I will take it. God damn it. Well.
What were your powers again?
Not jack shit, apparently. Does it count if I have one auto success? No.
You still botch, but you also succeed. So you gain a point of temporary taint.
God damn
it. You connect with the layout, like the electronics, like the internal security system of the building. And you do notice emergency procedures. Suddenly emergency doors start shutting all over the building.
My bad, guys.
Including this room that we're currently in? With mom?
So her hospital
doesn't have any electrical stuff in there.
Yeah, her hospital room does not have any emergency doors. The door to the hospital wing itself does shut, but that doesn't matter because you came in through a hole in the wall.
Fair.
However, the rest of the doors on all the levels begin to shut. Brad.
Yeah, I wouldn't be wanting to go at high speed.
Yes.
Roll me.
My bad, Brad.
A Dex plus athletic to see if you're faster than the doors. You're
going, willpower?
You can. You're gonna need at least three successes. You
three
got
plus
it.
Another.
All right, you got it. All right. So as you are rushing out, like emergency doors are just slamming shut behind you all the way out. If at any point you stop to turn back, you will be locked in the building. I'm letting you know.
Oh, hell no.
Okay. All right. Finn's...
You have to live to tell their story.
Finn's mom. She looks at Al. And then she sees her husband through the doorway. And she sees her son's head poke around the corner. She stands up, like, from sitting to standing in just one smooth motion. And you are no longer on fire. He is on fire. She lets go of your hand. She is walking out the door. All right. Top of the order, Finn Sr. running toward the door. Finley, you see this. Al, are you looking at, out the doorway?
Yeah, I mean, if I'm not on fire anymore, I'm also kind of like, what the fuck?
All right. Finn Sr. stops, like, dead in his tracks when he sees Maggie up on her feet. And his mouth is agape. Finn, what are you doing?
Okay. Mom's trying to walk out of the room. Aloysius is still in the room, but kind of looking out. Dad has stopped in the doorway?
Just before the doorway.
Okay.
Like, your head is poking around the doorway. He didn't go through you. So.
Let's be like, Mom?
She turns her head and looks at you. Hold on. Oh, there is a brief moment of recognition across her face, and you hear her say your name.
Hey. What does my dad do with that? Does he make
any
kind
of... He's kind of in shock right now. Brad, running.
Okay.
Brad, you still running? Running? Brad muted? Did Brad explode?
Alan?
Oh, I'm sorry. repeat your question, please.
Are you still running?
Am I out of the building?
Not yet.
I'm still running.
Okay, fantastic. All right, Benny. You see the stairwell in front of you, the door like a emergency door slammed shut over, like a steel like it almost looks like a pressure door from sci-fi. Yeah.
Ms. Sage, what do you want? You want to get out of the building? What do you want to do? You need to get to a computer or something?
Yeah, get me to a computer. Because if we break out, then she's going to break out with us. So we've got to clear us a path so that she can't follow us.
Okay. All right. So yeah, I'll just take her back to the computer room place where all the things
work. Try not to fuck up the next roll.
You will.
Probably.
All right. Al, you see her walking, and when she walks, like the tube around her crumbles away as she walks through it.
Yeah, I think Al's probably just confused right now. The most he's gonna be like he's gonna try to not. He knows that Quantum Vampires at least isn't gonna stick on this, and that's really that's his gun. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So he does the stupidest thing imaginable. Runs up to her and yells in her face, please, whatever is happening right now, your son is in danger, whether it's from you or your husband, what is going on? And he slapped her in the face as hard as he can.
I have never been so proud of Al quite as this point. There's no need to roll to hit. She's not attempting to dodge. You definitely slap her. No damage is dealt, but yeah. So okay, fantastic.
It doesn't sound so fantastic.
All right, Hank, you're being toted. The wind in your hair, the wind in your ears, the wind in your eyes. Is there anything you want to do?
Wee.
Are we out of the building yet?
almost. Sage.
Then we see.
Wee. What you doing, Sage?
I'm gonna try and see if I can manipulate the security system to give us a path out that I can hopefully then close when we're at the edge of the building.
Roll quantum plus cyberkinesis.
Okay, got like a willpower 2 left.
Don't run a billion die and botch again.
Jesus. Yep. 5 successes.
There you
Woo!
Go.
Okay. Terrifying.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. Okay. So you touch the console, the first console you come to in the server room, and you see the alarm system. It's like you can feel the doors in your hand, and it's like turning a key, and all of the security doors suddenly drop.
Drop all of them. I'm just trying to get us a path out.
Okay, so you can choose which ones to drop. Yeah, with 5 easily. So you are dropping the security doors on the stairwells leading up to the main floor, and the security doors, that are in the main entrance. You're stopping them from closing. Okay.
I don't want to give her too many ways out. I don't even know if it'll contain her, but I am trying to minimize the damage.
You see a secondary security system called Ragnarok.
Ominous.
Is booted up and running.
Great. What is that? What is that?
Then to drop the hammer.
If you want to find out, you'll have to wait around. You have to
I will
hang out. That will reduce your chances to run away. Just saying.
Well, I've got to know now when you put it like that.
All right. So Finn Senior, top of the order again. Finn Senior. Finn and Al, you both see this. Finn, your dad looks like he's going through a lot of emotions lately, but he's crying, which you have never seen before.
Aww.
He is walking towards your mom. You can actually see tears starting to come down his face, and he is just like he's got this look of hope and sadness on his face, and he reaches out his arms like he's gonna try and like give like embrace your mom as he's walking toward her. That's 1 6-second round. Finn, what are you doing while you see all this?
Okay, dad's crying and walking towards her. Mom is just standing, floating there.
She's walking, she's standing, she's walking toward him. She's on fire. She looks angry.
Okay, I am going to try to reach out to Aloysius and start pulling him back.
So your mom is between you and Al. You can try and get in the room and grab him, but
then I will just be like, Al, can you come over here, please?
Actually, your Al is right next to your mom now. I forgot he slapped your mom, so you could reach out and grab him by the collar. Yeah.
Yeah, and I just watched him slap my mom. Just like, Al, can you please step away from my mother for a moment and come talk to me? Please.
Yeah, I was just trying to help. I don't know how slapping was going to do that, but it just seemed appropriate at the time.
I love the passion, love the action. it did seem right in the moment. Sorry. Let's just take a step back for a second, and I will take
like an actual step back.
I'm going to take an actual step back.
That's fair. Brad, you are running. You are on the main floor. You also realize the doors are no longer closing behind you. What do you do?
So, wait, say that one more time.
So you're running. You've reached the main floor. You can see the exit to the building as a whole in front of you. But as you run, like the regular rhythm of the doors shutting behind you is no longer occurring.
Well, that is the front door still open?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Okay, I will get Hank on the other side of the front door. And then if I see that the doors are no longer slamming, then I will assume that Safe did a thing, and I will call her.
Okay. You put Hank down. You're out the door in a flash. You put Hank down, and you call Sage. Sage, your phone rings.
Just, like, popping on speakerphone. A little busy. Trying to keep a path open. What's up?
We'll come back to that on your turn for the rest of that conversation. Okay. Okay. All right. Trying to keep things that frantic pace. Benny, the doors have reopened. Sage's phone has rung. What are you doing?
Well, I'm, I guess, Ms. What, you need me to stay here with you? I kind of want to go back to see what they're doing. See if they need
you. Go back, Benny. I got this.
All right. You stay sweet, Dawn. Stay safe under the desk if you got it. Like, hit duck and roll.
You got it.
Then he will lumber his way back towards the medical wing.
All right. Fantastic. Al, Finn has like grabbed you and is pulling you out of the room.
As I'm being pulled out of the room, I will uncomfortably, knowing that this is not the right time, be like, none of you would happen to have super speed I could borrow right quick? No? Probably not? Okay. Thanks anyway.
Fantastic.
And start heading out of the room.
Fantastic. Hank, Brad sets you down, grabs his cell phone, and makes a call.
Brad, should I call the military?
By the way, you can still hear gunshots in the building on the way out the door.
While he's making a phone call, I'm gonna call my contact and let him know shit went pear-shaped. Badly.
Fantastic. Okay.
Tell them we have a dark phoenix situation here.
All right, Sage, pick up the conversation with Brad again.
Yeah. What's up?
So,
trying to get us the path out of here.
Say what?
Accidentally closed all the security doors, trying to open us a path out of here. There seems to be an emergency backup plan I'm trying to access.
Okay, do you mean to run back to where you are and evacuate you?
Not until I figure this out. you know, after that, yeah, you may want to come back to help us out. But I got to figure this out.
For the time being, I will hold my position and make sure the building doesn't explode from out here. How big of an explosion do you think we're looking at?
Worried about her getting out than a specific explosion. She does not seem to be, like, something safe out in the world.
Uh-huh. All right, well, keep us informed.
I'll just leave you on speakerphone while I try and work so I can update you if I figure anything out.
Yeah, sure.
And then I'm trying to see what that Ragnarok business is.
All right, so...
What business is?
Exactly!
So, Finn's mom is up, and she reaches out towards Finn's dad. And Maggie takes Finley's face into her hand. Oh. Finn and Al, you both see this. There's no need to roll.
Sorry, I did not mean to interrupt you. Did it take my turn just to talk to Alan?
Oh, did you want to make the roll for?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I did not mean to interrupt you, but I wanted to.
No. Make your roll. Make your cybercinesis plus quantum. Don't botch. Don't get more temporary taint.
I already have so many. One success.
So with one success, you get in the system. You can't tell for sure, like, specifics, but you can tell it looks like a rigged demolition to bring the building down.
Oh, shit. All right. Cool.
No idea on, like, orders of magnitude or, like, how much it's going to affect around the area, but, like, you see explosive charges set up throughout the...
Would I know if I could set this off from outside of the building by myself?
From your knowledge of your own cyberkinesis powers, you could try.
All right, fair. All right. Brad!
Yeah?
Come help! We gotta get out!
Alright, so Finn's mom reaches out, Maggie reaches out to Finn Sr. And takes him by the face and pulls him close. And as she does, two things happen. Well, one visible thing. He starts to age.
Oh.
Finn and Al, you see his hair starting to go gray. And wrinkle lines start to appear around his face. And that's it for now.
This is Bo. Thank you for listening to another episode of Southern Gothic Gaming. We've finished both the Aberrant campaign you are listening to now, as well as some new and exciting updated adventures of the Connor family in Knoxville, which will begin dropping as soon as this season is over. If you want to follow along live, you can do so by becoming a member of our Patreon. On Patreon, you will get early access, character breakdowns, and more. You can even join our Discord group to interact with us and potentially join in one-off specials. Plus, you'll be supporting a small group that does this just for fun. A little goes a long way, and any support is greatly appreciated. Please rate or review wherever you listen to podcasts, and as always, episodes are released every Friday night. Your players for this session have been Alan as Brad Jeffries, Anthony as Finley Zane Astor III, Bo as Aloysius Pendergast, Brooke as Sage Summers, Bruce as Hank St. Clair, Luke as Benny G, and Stick as the Storyteller. The intro and outro is History Repeats Itself by FSCM Productions from freestockmusic.com. Thank you again, and we hope you listen in for our next session.